Rwandan authorities today welcomed the sentencing of three journalists charged with inciting violence against ethnic Tutsis during the genocide of 1994. A United Nations tribunal yesterday gave life sentences to a newspaper editor and director of an extremist ethnic Hutu radio station. Another executive at the radio station received a 27-year prison sentence. Here's a sample of the broadcasts put out by Radio-Télévision Libre des Mille Collines, or RTLM. In this broadcast, Hutus were told they should hide the bodies of murdered Tutsis if they hope to rule any part of Rwanda. Human rights organizations say the broadcasts led to the deaths of at least 500,000 Tutsis within about 3 months. Earlier, I spoke with Alison Desforges. She's the author of a Human Rights Watch study on the Rwandan genocide. She also served as an expert witness at the UN tribunals. How influential was the radio station RTLM in inciting ethnic violence?
Well, during this genocide, we know that the killers, many of them listened to the radio daily. Sometimes they went off through the hills in groups of militia, singing songs that they had heard from RTLM on their way to kill people. Other times when they were guarding the barriers that were set up to trap Tutsi who were trying to flee, they were listening to RTLM 24 hours a day as they waited for the Tutsi to come by, to be selected out and to be killed. The radio goaded them on constantly to kill more. The radio also was important in putting pressure on people who refused to kill. So we have cases of government officials, for example, who tried to keep things quiet and who were ridiculed and threatened by RTLM until they finally gave in and agreed to participate in the killing program. In other cases, the radio gave specific directions about people to look for and kill, what car they were traveling in, what the license number was, what these people looked like, and then congratulated the killers after the victims were found and slaughtered.
And three men were sentenced yesterday. Who were they and what did they do? What were their roles?
One was Ferdinand Nahimana, a former college professor, who was an organizer of RTLM radio, and the court found that throughout he was responsible for the editorial content, for setting the general line of the radio. He was not a small fish. He was not an ordinary announcer. He was one of the responsible decision makers, as was the second man, Jean Bosco Bariaguiza, who played a role at the radio similar to Nahimana's and who also organized a political party, the Coalition for the Defense of the Republic, that the court called the political framework for genocide. The third man, Hassan Ngezi, was a newspaper editor, and his newspaper, Kangura, for the 3 years preceding the genocide, targeted Tutsi as an ethnic group and urged the need to exterminate them.
This was the first trial of so-called media workers in 50 years since the Nuremberg trials after World War II. What's the significance of that?
Well, we all are aware of the increasing role that media plays, and here for the first time since Nuremberg, as you say, has an international criminal court paid attention to the potentially destructive role of media. The court itself held that media can shape or destroy human values and that the people responsible for the media must be held accountable for the consequences of what media does.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Alison Desforges, author of the Human Rights Watch report on the Rwandan genocide of 1994.